This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 123. How to be the highest scoring, best IELTS candidate, most awesome person ever.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. If you exaggerate on your IELTS speaking test, you will see your score increase. Today, we'll show you exactly how to exaggerate with your IELTS speaking answers.
Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Hey, Jessica. Things are going great over here in Boston. How about you on the West Coast?
Yeah, fabulous. We're in, you know, like the last days of summer. And last week I thought fall was here and I was super excited because fall is my favorite season ever.
Yeah.
With like the colors and the cool air and stuff. And now all of a sudden today and tomorrow we're back into summer. And it's
back into summer. Yeah. That's what happens in the beginning of September. It's quite confusing. You go back and forth. It's the Indian summer, right? We say, or that's an expression we used to use back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does sound really old. It sounds like something our parents would say, an Indian summer.
I know. Well, yeah, I'm psyched because I got back into Bikram yoga this week. I had given it up for the summer because it's just so hot out. But now that it's getting cooler, I'm going back in with my morning class and it just feels really good. Oh, it's just great. Such a good feeling.
I've never done that. So Bikram yoga, that's the hot room thing, right?
Yeah, that's the crazy hot room thing. Yeah, it's not for everyone.
I don't know, man. I sweat a lot when I exercise and I feel like that would just like drain my body of all fluids.
Yeah, you might get kicked out for sweating too much or something.
Seriously, I totally would.
You will not be invited back.
I don't think I'm created for that type of yoga, but yeah. I am very happy you are feeling energized from it.
Yeah. It's definitely the most relaxing yoga ever, for me at least. I don't know. Not for everyone.
The most relaxing yoga in ever. The history of yoga.
In the whole wide world.
So, listeners, we've sort of introduced our topic in a roundabout way. Mm-hmm. We are talking about exaggeration today. We've mentioned this in a previous episode, and so we thought we'd help you guys learn how to exaggerate today. Native speakers exaggerate all the time.
Especially Americans, right?
Like every sentence we exaggerate. No. That was an exaggeration. But yeah, Americans exaggerate a lot. Why do you think we do that?
I don't know. I think this culture is just on speed or something. We're on speed. I don't know. I think it's something about the business world and marketing, and you see billboards in front of your face that tell you like, this is the best cell phone plan ever. And bigger is better. As you said in the last episode, we touched on this briefly and I talked about how I had seen a documentary by a Canadian couple talking about the super cool thing they're doing, which is driving across the US in a van. You know, they were just very matter of fact, very speaking, very plainly, very little exaggeration, where I would have been very much exaggerating in that whole thing. Oh, this bed is totally comfortable. And
right. Yeah, I think, yeah, this has to do with culture for sure. I think Americans would tend to exaggerate more than other cultures, but English speakers as a whole would exaggerate more than other cultures. And individually, like I exaggerate a lot. I just like put so much, drama in what I'm saying. Like, I just want everything to be exciting and awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have a choice about how we want to live, right? I mean, we can be enthusiastic or we can just be bored. And I think it's just easier to live a life of enthusiasm, being excited about things.
And sometimes, you know, and this is something to think about for your speaking test, you guys. Like, even if, like, if I, maybe inside I am not feeling very excited. I am like nervous or sad or something. Yeah. If I force myself to speak in an excited way, if I force myself to speak in a happy tone of voice or a confident voice, for example, I'm going to feel better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. They talk about that when it comes to body language too, right? Just forcing a smile on our face can change our whole brain chemistry and body chemistry. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, so my family knows, like, if I'm feeling kind of sad because I say like 20 positive things in a row. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, totally. And I just start complimenting people around me. Like, if I'm feeling kind of, then I look for something positive that I could say. And I'm like, Mom, I really like your jeans. Or I don't know, just like it's kind of forced, but then I do start feeling better.
Oh, that's really interesting. And this goes back to the concept of optimism, right? We actually did an interesting episode last year, with my former co-host on the other show about American optimism. And the title was, Does American Optimism Annoy You? Right? We kind of poked fun at our optimism here. So if you guys want to listen to that episode, go to allearsenglish.com and type in the search bar optimism, and you'll get that episode. It was a popular one. So this is a really rich topic to explore, Jessica.
Yeah, it's just, totally.
But how can we leverage? Sorry?
No, it has a lot to do with the psychology and culture, and it is very interesting.
Oh, it's great. And so how can we leverage it to get a higher speaking score? Because that's what our listeners want to know.
Right, exactly. So we talk about how to get a higher vocabulary score and a higher fluency score, right? By saying interesting things, by showing the examiner that you have ability in speaking English that other students do not have and that you didn't learn from a textbook. Mm. That's what brings you towards a 7 or higher. So we're going to give you guys 5 phrases that you can use to exaggerate your descriptions and your opinions. Okay. So the first is, like most blah, blah, blah ever. So like, I could say like, oh, was dinner good? I was like, oh my God. I ate the most chicken wings ever.
Or something like, I had the most delicious cup of coffee ever. Right? Just really excited about that cup of coffee.
You know, this, I'm just going to give you one example of this. My son, this is how he exaggerates everything. Okay. He's a 4-year-old and 4-year-olds exaggerate, I'm pretty sure, in every culture. So he's like, if he gets in trouble or something, or if I say like, James, stop doing that. And then he goes, oh, I can never play ever again. Ever, you know, and just like exaggerates things, you know, just so funny.
That's cute.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's funny because everything is like end of the world for 4-year-olds. It's just so black and white. Like it's either the best or the worst, you know, there's like no in between for kids.
Yeah. I wonder if it's true. Well, this is a side topic, but I wonder if it's true that kids in every culture do exaggerate. And then at what point does it stop happening as we get older in different cultures? Ooh, big question. Okay, we'll have to explore that. That's a big one.
Let's go on. All right, Lindsay, do you want to do the next one?
Yeah. If you have a personal dream to study abroad or to immigrate to a new country, you have no time to waste with free materials. You need a step-by-step plan, and you need to learn in a module-based system where you're given the 3-step strategies so that you can increase your score. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. You can get into the trial for just $1. See you there. So the next phrase that we can use, guys, to show a little more enthusiasm in our voice and to exaggerate is in the whole world, right? So I'm trying to think of an example of this, a really good one. Let's see.
Yeah. So if you, again, you can see I'm hungry. All my examples are about food. But, I just love food anyway. But I describe, there's this little Mexican restaurant near my house, and I'm like, they have the best tacos in the whole world. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Especially if you follow it up with like, I'm serious. Then it's like even more of an exaggeration. Like, you're saying you're not exaggerating. Like, this is really true.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love it because this is very accessible for our listeners, guys. Instead of just saying they have the best tacos, right? If you're asked about your favorite restaurant or your favorite kind of food, instead of saying these are the best tacos, just add this little phrase right to the end and you will really see that score go up, right?
Yeah. And I already said in fluency and vocab, but it's also going to increase your pronunciation score. Because if you hear how we say it, like in the whole world.
Yeah. In the whole world. I was stretching out that whole, and that's really showing that varied pronunciation style. I like that. Up and down, up and down. Very nice.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So number three, and this is, I like this one. In the history of blah, blah, blah. So let's see. What's an example? Did you think of one?
Oh my God, I have no examples today.
I know, this is hard. Okay, so let's see. If I'm talking about like an exercise class I went to or whatever, I could be like, that was the most difficult cycling class in the history of cycling classes.
Cycling classes. The history of all cycling classes. That was the most difficult. I like that. I like that. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So of all time. And the other one is actually a very similar meaning. Yeah. The next one is of all time, right? Yeah.
This one's easier to use, I think. You know,
this is the best restaurant of all time. There's this really cool restaurant called Life Alive. It would also do well in Portland because it's an organic restaurant and it's really yummy. Like you leave feeling very refreshed and not heavy. Oh, so nice. I think that is the best restaurant of all time. Well, actually, I don't really, but it's just an example.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember guys, like on the speaking test, you can make stuff up. I mean, you don't actually have to believe that this is the best restaurant of all time. Just say it. So the examiner's like, oh, like that's a good phrase. Good job, guy.
Yeah. We're not detecting lies here. We're just listening to your English.
Yeah, exactly. So this next one is, it's good for your vocab and your grammar, putting that adverb before adjective. So three adverbs that are used for exaggeration: super, totally, and absolutely. I really like absolutely, just the rhythm of it. Absolutely.
love it. And I like super because, well, it's becoming super common, right? Everyone is using this now. Everyone. It's everywhere for people at least our age, like in 20s, 30s, around Boston, at least. I hear it a lot.
Here too. For sure. Yeah. So an example would be like, so tell me about the apartment that you're living in now. And you could say, my apartment is super close to the university. It's super small, but I totally love it. It's absolutely the best apartment ever.
Yeah, that's it. You nailed it. I would give you a 9 for that, Jessica. No doubt.
Yes, I'm done. Yeah.
The best score in the history of all scores.
Oh, there we go. All right. So I'm gonna summarize these five. I'll just give you guys these phrases again. Let's use it about the scores. I like that idea. So, the most, let's see, I can't use that about scores.
Most outstanding score ever. Oh, how about that?
There you go. Yeah. So the most outstanding score ever.
Ever.
Or the best, the highest score in the whole world.
The most incredible score in the history of all scores.
Ooh, there you go. The best score of all time.
A super score. Super awesome score.
Yeah, totally amazing score.
An absolutely unparalleled score.
Ooh, I like that. Unparalleled. That is also an exaggeration.
That is a hot word for our listeners for today.
Oh, fantastic. Guys, this has been the best episode ever.
This has been in the whole world.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. That was super fun.
It was totally fun. And we know that it was directly reverse engineered from the scoring system, guys. So listen to our advice, guys. Exaggerate on the speaking test and you will see your score skyrocket. Yes.
There you go.
Awesome. Let's finish it up for today, Jessica.
All right. Thanks, Lizzie. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.